Here's a special treat from the Odyssey scrapbook.
You're Camilla, right?
Yeah.
I thought I recognized you. I'm Sarah.
Pleased to meet you, Sarah.
Hi, Phil Lawler here. The story of Rightly Dividing and the character of Sarah in this adventure was actually inspired by a real person, another Sarah who is a big fan of Adventures in Odyssey.
I used to be the co-host of the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast many, many years ago, and it connected me to Focus in the Family. They kind of like to keep on top of what fans are doing. and really long story short, I was born blind. I had something called cataracts in my eyes, which is like scar tissue. And in order to remove the cataracts, they had to remove what's called the lens. It's like a camera lens, but it's in your eye. It made my vision very, very blurry. And so I have these awesome, really thick glasses to compensate. And I developed some other complications through that made my vision very unstable. And so my whole life, I've prayed that God would heal me. And I had enough faith, and I knew, like, he healed the blind man in John chapter 9, and that was going to be me. I knew God would do it, because then I could tell the whole world how awesome God was, because he healed me. And there was medical proof, there was documentation that I was blind and all these things. And it never happened. But in 2014, things started to change. My vision started getting worse, and I saw a new doctor. And she told me that my eyes were stable enough to have surgery to get new lenses put in. That would allow me to drive and get around on my own. Unfortunately, she told me that my corneas were going bad. And the cornea is the outside part of the eye. It looks like a bubble. And mine were misshapen, so moisture was getting trapped. So my vision was getting slowly cloudier every day. It was like looking through a foggy mirror, or like if you shook a snow globe up and then tried to see through the snow. That's kind of what it looked like. And so I found out that I would need a cornea transplant. And a cornea has to come from a donor that has passed away. And I found out they're also viable for up to 14 days if they're stored properly. So they can schedule the transplant for whenever they want to, and a cornea will be available that they can deliver. If it's not in the area, then it can come from somewhere else in the country. God really burdened my heart with this, because this person didn't know they were going to die. I didn't know who they were, but just that it was going to be their time. And so he burdened me to pray for them and to ask other people to pray that they would become a believer if they weren't already, that they would be reconciled with their family and friends, and that they would be able to say goodbye and go peacefully. Well, I posted this on Facebook, and because of the unofficial podcast, I got to know a lot of the actors and the crew, including Phil Lawler.
And I said, this is fantastic. This is, it's sad that she was having to deal with this, but by the same token, this is an amazing story of the grace of God, and it's an amazing story about prayer and how to know what to pray for.
And he was really impacted by that, and especially because right before my post, he saw somebody asking for prayer for like a sports team, and he was just really hit with like the impact of, okay, here's somebody asking for prayer for a sports team to win, and then someone asking for prayer for someone who's going to die. And so a little bit of a contrast. He's like, oh, that'd make a great episode.
And I asked her immediately I asked her for permission. Can I use this story on Adventures in Odyssey?
And I was like, wait a minute, what?
And she said, oh yeah, I would be honored if that would happen.
It completely blew me away. And I'm like, okay.
What's fun about it too is that her name is Sarah and the character's name is Sarah. So we wanted to make sure that was accurate as well.
I did have a little bit of say in the script. Towards the end of the episode, Wilson mentions a girl named Kaylin.
She's really looking forward to being able to clearly see her sister Kaylin play.
And Kaylin is the name of my sister. And she also, actually, she is younger than me, and she did play soccer, which Phil did not know any of that information when he wrote the script. I just gave him the name.
And I think almost 2 years passed from the time she had told me that story until it was actually right, and I was able to pitch it to the team and had the right story vehicle for it to happen.
Well, in 2018, on February 1st, I had my cornea transplant. And it changed my life, because yes, it made my vision better, but God did something even bigger through it. 3 weeks before surgery, I found out I was going to have surgery, and it just burdened me for my donor. And I realized, like, this person's going to die, and all I'm getting is a cornea. Like, that doesn't seem worth their life. So the next day, I was coming home from my doctor's appointment, and I was just hit. Like, the last thing that my donor is going to do on this earth is give me this gift of sight. I didn't earn it, I didn't buy it. It had nothing to do with me or being good enough or the kind of person I am. It was saying that they, in their death, chose to give me. And then I heard God's voice and he said, Sarah, that's what I did for you. And I realized that this is exactly what it's all about. I prayed my whole life that God would heal me and he said, no, I have something better for you. If he had healed me, I would have never had this understanding of him. I've been a believer since I was very young and I thought I understood what it meant to have someone give up their life for me. And I didn't, not until this. And it's changed me. I wouldn't trade this for anything.
Her composure about it just seemed to be awesome to me. And that's the thing that intrigued me about the story is what do we do? How do we pray in these kinds of situations?
And you know what? The other thing I learned, my donor, they probably had someone praying for them that they would survive, and they didn't. And God said no. But in that saying no, whether my gift, my cornea, was the only thing they were able to give me, or they were able to help other people, God still used this. I've told hundreds of people about him because of this surgery, and now, thanks to Odyssey, a lot more than that.